You might have a relative at Thanksgiving who fill in the blank, Steve.
Yeah, I got a little something because, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up, and I just want to remind you all to be conscious of the people that's in your house. Mm. These are just a few different types of people that you might have, and they're usually relatives now. These are all relatives. Some of them you've seen in a while, some recently, some people you ain't seen in a while. But these are relatives that you might have at Thanksgiving gathering. Here's the first one. You might have a relative there that done some hard time.
That's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's going to happen.
Okay. Sound familiar?
Yeah, Dwight.
Yep.
Here's another one. You might have a relative there that's got on work clothes but don't have a job.
Roy Harris.
Yep.
You got
sitting
a name.
Sitting up there in a Pepsi uniform.
Junior.
Yeah, got on a Miller High Life driving suit.
Come on. Come on.
Got a damn post office uniform on. Your ass don't work at no post office, dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's another relative that you might have at your Thanksgiving gathering. One of them that done stole from their mama, so now you got to watch every damn move they make.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Don't let him go in that back room. Do not let him go in that.
Here's another relative that you might have over on Thanksgiving. Mr. Black Power 100%. But he's married to a white girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Power to the people. Mm. Power to the people.
So black.
You better talk. Tell me what's wrong with the black
party. Here's another relative that you might have over at Thanksgiving dinner. You got one of them relatives got a brand new car. But what don't nobody know is he's sleeping in the car because he ain't got a place to live.
Oh, no.
That's him.
That's sad.
Here is the relative we all got. All of us got this one. Ain't going to bring a damn thing, but going to pack 6 to-go plates.
Yes,
Steve. I can't stand that. Can't stand that.
Yeah. That's Tommy Pet Peeve.
I can't stand that, man.
I can't stand it. Here go the other one. You one of your relatives going to bring some kids to Thanksgiving that need their ass whipped, but you can't do nothing about it because they ain't yours.
Ooh, yeah. You better talk.
It'd be a whole tribe.
Ooh, that's all of us.
In there just throwing punch on each other, just dipping in the punch bowl, throwing it on each other. Your black ass, but
the kid table is dangerous.
Your black ass.
All this damn twerking they doing, but can't read.
Yeah.
Wait, what, Junior?
Before I stab your ass.
You know, the kids will do all that twerking, but can't read.
Yeah. Damn, show can't read cursing right. They show can't do that.
Yeah. Hey, you ever had them relatives come over to your house? That ain't nobody invite, but somehow they found out where everybody was.
Oh, yes.
Indeed. I was wondering where y'all was. Oh.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He really is.
Then you, you got the relative. Here go the relative. Come on. Swear up and down they don't eat pork, but just tan up the greens that got pork in them. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Yup.
I'll be killing them.
That would be a hog maw, partner. That right
there. Last one. This the relative I had on 1 year. I made sure his ass don't come back no more. Found his ass in the guest room, fast asleep, not on top of the bed, but under the covers.
Hey. What? Under the covers?
When you wake your fat ass up, I bet you won't. Oh, yeah, dog. Oh, dog, I went upstairs in the guest room. He was in the bed.
Under the cover.
Oh, my Lenny.
Dog, done took his clothes
off. All right, Steve. Thank you for that. Coming up next.
I'm whooping
more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.